main purpose of a shop in St Vincent de Paul is the surplus from the shop is available then to use the core work of the society is visitation, and it's used to fund that. So just we find that despite everyone's best efforts, we just didn't have a surplus. The most important part for us is that the closing of the shop does not mean a reduction in the services that we're offering from St Vincent de Paul in Sligo. So we're still able to carry out our visitation work. We're still able to assist people, to assist anyone in need. And that's, I suppose, the most important part for us. You know, we didn't take a decision lightly to close the shop. And we just felt that it might be better to concentrate our efforts into our visitation work.
And was this a decision, had this been kind of rumbling for a while, or was it kind of, it only came to fruition quite recently?
Well, look, the shop had been open since December 2022, so we had been kind of looking at the figures. You know, there are 6 charity shops in Sligo, so I suppose we're competing in a very high market for the size of the town. The donations were coming in, but they were trickling in. And, you know, we had volunteers in the shop, not every day that we weren't able to guarantee every day that we had enough volunteers to keep the shop open and everything else. So, you know, we did keep a tight eye on it, and we just made the decision then in January, February this year that we might be better concentrating on our visitation work.
And yeah, because it is important to note that you will still be operating, just not through the shop. And but it must still be quite disappointing because of what this can do for people, and what it can. It's a good symbol, the shop, if nothing else. It can remind people, and it's a shame to lose that, is it not?
It really is. And even for the volunteers going into the shop, you know, it's about the social element of that for the volunteers going in. So it certainly wasn't a decision that was taken very lightly. But given, as I said, that there are 6 other charity shops, we feel that, you know, maybe people will be able to give their skills in another shop, or they might be able to go back into the offices there in John Street and say they're still willing to volunteer for the society, maybe just in a different capacity.